Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Duck Daily for 7/29/2010. First off this morning, let's talk some Top Chef DC. Love me some Tiffany. I've always kind of liked her throughout the competition, and she's been kind of this dark horse that's been creeping up week after week, and I feel like they didn't even feature her much in the beginning, and now they're featuring her a lot. And what I'm seeing, I totally enjoy. She has a great personality. She seems to be doing really well with the cooking. And, you know, it was adorable last night because she went into judging thinking she was being kicked out, and she ended up being one of the top three. So, j'adore me some Tiffany. I hate Angelo. He's one of those villains of reality TV that he's a cocky douchebag, but unfortunately, he has the talent to back it up. And that's so annoying when a reality personality has both of those components. Because no matter how much you want to hate them, it's kind of hard to, because the asshole can actually cook his ass off. And the dude wins, like, every freaking challenge that's out there. It's kind of redonkulous. And I love how Kenny gets so pissed every week when Angelo ends up sweeping the competition. I'm really glad that Andrea went home last night, because I couldn't look at that girl's crispy hair one more time. How old is she? And where, like, who in Miami has allowed her to get by this long in life with that 1986 crispy hair? I can't deal it. Step away from the rave hairspray and move on, honey. Get something else that looks a little drier, a little fuller, adds a little body, and not that ridiculous skank-ass curl you got going on. So, see ya! Oh, and what about last week when she's comparing herself to Michelle What's-Her-Ass, who's like always on Iron Chef and all that stuff? Honey, you're not even the same league. Get out of the picture. I can't even deal with you. Why is Amanda there? She's a pain in my ass. I can't even deal with her. I love how every chef is like, why is that bitch still in this competition? The only thing I can tell is that she's a reality whore. Like, she's only there to be on reality TV. Like, she's not even that good of a cook, from what I can tell. You know, clearly, because I've tasted all their frickin' dishes. It's hilarious how we're all so critical of a TV show where they're producing something that we can't actually taste. Whatever. It's our prerogative. We're moving forward with it. Alex stealing the peas last night? What was that all about? What an asshole. Kenny, I thought for sure Kenny was actually going to go out to judging and be like, just so you guys know, you just awarded the winner to a guy who stole someone else's fucking dish. Over it. Really quick, So You Think You Could Dance last night? Pretty damn good episode, even though I fell asleep about halfway through and rewatched the rest of it this morning. Can't really go into it because Kath will kill me, because we should save it for the podcast. But because we won't have the podcast before the results tonight, I wanted to give you guys my top three and the bottom three, which is impossible. So top three, I would have to say Lauren. That girl is doing it for the sisters out there. Kent, because he'll always be in my top three. And let's face it, the kid's really goddamn good. And last night, Billy. I full-heartedly expected Billy to come in this week defeated and kind of just dancing his way through just to get through the night. And shockingly, he kicked a lot of ass and was really good last night. So, you know what? Kudos to you, Billy. You deserve the top three. And I think you deserve to stay here this week, which means my bottom three. Robert, unfortunately, got pushed into there, and obviously Jose is in the bottom three and has to go home tonight. And sorry, Adachike, if two people got to go, it's got to be you. So, see you guys. Those are my picks. Let me know what yours are. What else? I'm on the final book of Scott Pilgrim, which is killing me. Book six just came out last week, and I just caught up, and so I started that this morning, and I can't deal with it. And that's about it. What else? Let me know what you guys want to talk about. Follow me on Twitter at DuckyDoesTV, and leave me some questions if you want at info@DuckyDoesTV.com. And this morning, my commute was brought to me, and it can be brought to you if you want to go listen to it, by Booth and the Bad Angel, which was Tim Booth from James and Angelo Badalamenti from Twin Peaks fame and a bunch of other stuff. So it's an old album, but I was listening to it this morning and it kicks ass. Go listen to it. Talk to you guys later.